COVID-19 continues to make headlines in the world of sports. You have some high schools in the state of Michigan, not a ton, but some who have decided not to even venture into the everybody makes the high school football playoffs because they have had positive cases at their schools. Other schools have gone back to remote learning for a week or two. Others continue face-to-face learning. It hasn't been consistent everywhere. The cases have gone up. So I wanted to bring in Dr. Edgar Nolia, sports doc, family physician, our medical insider from Metro Health, the University of Michigan Health. He is standing by here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So, Dr. K, for the rise in cases, the rise in hospitalizations, you still have high school sports, you have college sports moving forward, the Big Ten football returns this weekend. Where's that balance between what is true urgency and what is something we'll just have to live with while sports and work and everyday life goes on?
Yeah, you know, it's a question we've been talking about all, you know, spring, summer, and fall now. And I think, like you said, we're seeing the cases go up. Like you said, in Michigan, there's been different kind of responses to that. The good news is it appears that even the schools are being very proactive, being very smart about this, but it doesn't appear that we've had a rash of cases on the football field or on the soccer field or that type of thing. So most of the cases, it looks like, are coming from out of the school setting. So they're coming from home, people getting together, families getting together, that type of thing. And so it appears that getting back into school for many kids has been very safe. And getting back on the sports field has been very safe. And you're right, it's a tricky situation because we are going to be living with this for a little bit longer. We're going into winter now. We're going to see these cases continue to go up. And my hope, again, is like I said before, is they go up and then they level off and they come back down. And we don't see this everybody's trying to prevent another sort of big spike like we had when this first started. But again, a lot of it is not happening in the school setting. It's happening outside, which does affect the schools because some schools, like I said, have gone back to remote learning, and some have decided, hey, we're going to hold off on football games or that type of thing. But it really looks like the cases are coming from outside the school. So hopefully families and others will redouble their efforts to try to say, hey, look, we need to be smart. We need to wear masks, wash our hands, and be smart because we want our kids to be able to go to school. We want our kids to be able to play sports because right now, in dealing with it, I think trying to keep things as normal as possible for the kids, for adults too, but certainly for the kids, is going to be, in my opinion, the main objective. Even if that means doing things differently, at your own home.
And speaking of differently, where are things different today? So you see a rise in cases over the last 7-10 days. We go back to when this pandemic started. There is much more testing than when we started this pandemic. But for somebody listening right now, whether they're a coach, a parent, a student athlete, how are things different now with the rise in cases compared to where we were back in March, April, and May?
Yeah, the things that are different now is we know what we're looking for, and it gets a little confusing, but we know what symptoms to be looking for. Where the testing is so much more readily available so that we can find people who are sick, determine if it's COVID or if it's more of a common cold or allergies or that type of thing, so they can quarantine and not spread it as much. And then the treatment is so much where you understand it's an inflammatory type of infectious response. And so our treatment, like you said, cases in the hospital have gone up. The good news is that it appears that we're treating them much more. We know how to treat them much better once they get that sick and they go to the hospital. So treatment is much better. We've learned a lot there. Testing is much more prevalent so that we can know who we have to isolate. And we understand that masks and washing hands really does help. And so I think in those three levels, we know a lot more now than we did before. And so hopefully this rise in cases, it will increase some hospitalizations and unfortunately it will increase some deaths. But we also know too, and I heard you talk about this on this week as well, that, the number of kids that have fatalities is still exceedingly low. And again, like we've talked about from the beginning, any fatality of any age is too high. We wish we never would have had COVID, but we are dealing with it. It is here now, and we have to recognize that the good news is that by and large, the young, healthy population, high school, middle school, and college-age kids can weather the storm. And so we have to be mindful of that as we're trying to make some plans going forward.
The key is, and Dr. Ed Granolia, sports doc, family physician, our medical insider, he has been for the last 10 years on any topic connected to the medical field. The question is, okay, you get cases, you hear hospitalizations. The question is, out of all those cases, out of the hospitalizations, how many are in that older age group again, and how many of these cases are critical in terms of the numbers compared to the new daily cases?
Yeah, absolutely. The unfortunate reality is it is going to be an older population by and large, or certainly ones with underlying medical conditions. So that it's good news when you're looking at high school and college sports, which is what we're focused on right now. And like you said, the cases don't appear to be as severe, or we know how to try to keep them from being as severe. Now, I think what the concern is, and we've seen some spots across the country where hospitalizations do get to the point, because we talked about before, even in a normal flu season, and again, I'm not comparing the two as far as, you know, how contagious they are, but I'm just saying numbers-wise, in a normal flu season, all the hospitals in West Michigan will fill up. And so it's trying to make sure that we have enough room to take care of everybody, even if they aren't as sick as they were back, you know, at the beginning. There are going to be some that are going to be sick, and there's going to be some flu cases as well. And so it's just a matter of managing the resources so that no one's overwhelmed. And we should be in much better position to do that now than we were certainly when this all started. But the hospitals will get full, because they get full every year when we go into the winter season. And so it's important. That's why getting your flu shot, if you haven't got a flu shot, please go get your flu shot. We want to lower that risk to everybody as much as possible. Wear masks, wash hands, be smart when you're around other people. And we'll see this bump that goes up, but hopefully it'll be a very slow rise, level off, and then come back down again and not look anything like it did last spring.
The question is, and you hear, okay, we have a rise in cases because we're testing so much more now. Is that true?
Yes, cases are going up because we're testing, but also the percent positives are going up, which means that there are more, you know, it's easier, it is spreading a little bit more. And the number of people infected is above one, meaning that if one person has it and the value, this N value is below one, then it means that less than you're infecting less than one person. But if it goes above one, then one person can infect more than one person, and that's where it spreads. So yes, testing is going up, so we're finding more of it, but percent positives are going up as well, meaning that more and more are getting infected. Unfortunately, many of those are minimally symptomatic, and we know that, and they're recuperating at home. But it is a little concerning that the number, you know, that percent positive is going up in addition to, you know, to the positives. Because like you said, we're just testing so much more. So it's still, I still don't look at the total number. I mean, that's the number that everybody still talks about, and top 70,000 and all this kind of stuff. And it's an important number to look at, but it really is the percent positive and then how sick, the people are. And again, I don't think they're as, right now, at least in West Michigan and Michigan, they're not as sick as they certainly were, and we're not seeing as many of them back as we did in April, but we want to keep it like that.
Dr. Ed Granolia, our medical insider, talking about COVID-19, its impact on sports. There is a number that I think all of us deserve to see and should be out there, that when you're talking hospitalizations, when you're talking positive cases, there should be a percentage of those positive cases, how many people are hospitalized.
Yeah, absolutely, because that is certainly, you know, certainly an important number. And we know that number is going up as well, and we want to make sure that it doesn't overwhelm the system. Because you're right, back to the very beginning, that's what we talked about. What is our goal? Well, one of our main goals is to not overwhelm the system. It's to certainly get it to go away, but we understand we're not going to do that overnight. But it's not overwhelm the system. And so you're right, looking at how many are in the hospital and how many of those are critical or serious, it has gone up. I've been watching it over the state of Michigan all summer, and it has gone up in the last few weeks. So there are more in the hospital, not as many as there certainly were last spring, late winter and spring, but a bit of an increase. And again, as long as it's a bit of an increase and it can be managed and handled, and then it levels off or it comes back down, we just get real concerned. We don't want to have that sort of rocket ship, you know, kind of airplane kind of take off where it really starts to go up. But you're correct. It's looking at the severity of the cases, which is trickling up a little bit right now. But again, not as much as the new cases, which are, you know, a good deal related to the fact that we're testing a lot more.
What about the comments that I get that, okay, this is normally the start of flu season, but flu numbers seem to be way down, and we're seeing these cases and hospitalizations going up connected to COVID-19. Could there be some crossover between what is flu and what is COVID-19 in terms of all this uptick we're seeing in cases in Michigan and other parts of America where normally the flu starts to hit in October?
Yeah, it is possible. The one thing we did notice in the Southern Hemisphere, which is actually coming out of their winter, so they're going into summer and down south of the equator, they came out of their winter. They had a very mild flu season. They had a lot of COVID cases, but they had a very mild flu season, partly because flu, while it is contagious, it's not as contagious as COVID. And when people were physically distancing, wearing masks and washing hands, they did a really good job of preventing or reducing significantly flu cases. So my hope is that certainly as far as COVID goes, that we have a bump and that it's as limited as possible, but that actually that our flu cases don't go up much at all because of all the things we're doing to protect from COVID are going to work even better against the flu because it's not as contagious of a virus.
And that study that I think you heard me talking about earlier this week said that newborn to 19 are more likely to die of the flu than of COVID-19.
Yeah, I mean that, you know, that's been real true across this whole pandemic is that younger, you know, people just fare much better than they do than older with COVID. And certainly any infectious disease can cause someone to die. But it certainly looks like flu is as likely or more likely, like you said, than COVID. And so it just underscores the fact that, you know, washing hands, wearing a mask, doing all those things is going to prevent COVID. It's also going to prevent the flu. And both of those things would be good to prevent and to reduce the risk of at any age, particularly in our kids. Rightly we hold our kids sort of, you know, if you said to me, you know, if you could have a problem or your child could have a problem, I would say, let me have the problem, not my child. So we want our kids to be safe. And that means that we need to wear masks, wash hands, so that we can prevent the kids from getting flu and COVID, or reduce the risk of it at least.
When is this over? Your best medical guess, is it early 2021? Is it right after the election, like others say? When do you think we see a true slowdown where it doesn't boomerang back again when it comes to COVID?
Yeah, so I'm going to preface it by saying that I always say to people, trying to predict this is a fool's errand, so I'm going to go out on a limb and be a little bit of a fool myself here. I truly think we're going to have, this is viral season we're going into in Michigan, in the United States of America, in the Northern Hemisphere. We're going to be battling this over the winter. Hopefully we'll keep it to a minimum, but it's going to be here, and it's not going to go away over the winter. My hope is that as we come into next spring, that due to several factors, which is going to be hopefully a vaccine that's safe, effective, and available, and then the fact that we've now come through a second winter of this that oftentimes can tend to tail off after that, we've learned how to live with it while it's around. So we've learned all those things. And my hope is that, you know, the spring, it dies down a bit, and then we're able to do a lot better job next summer than we did this summer. And I don't think it was anybody's fault this summer. I think it was such a new disease. We didn't know for sure how to treat it. We were reacting more than being proactive. And I'm hoping that as we're proactive into the summer, that, you know, spring into summer settles down a lot, and then the second half of the year, next year, looks a lot different, which it sounds like it's a long ways away, I understand. But I'm hopeful that there are signs and things that we can do vaccine-wise and so forth in the first part of the year that really sets up our second part of the year next year. But again, having said that, predicting these types of things, it can be very difficult.
Wonderful update, Dr. K. Enjoy the weekend. My best to you and your family.
Thanks. You too, Huge.
All right. Dr. Ed Granolia, he's a sports doc, family physician. I think his honesty about COVID-19 has been as refreshing as anything I've heard since the pandemic started anywhere.